Good morning. Welcome to our worship service this morning. Glad you guys all could take the time to come in and worship God with us this morning all together. So I know it's a nice day out there and a lot of work has to stop, but it's an important thing to be here. I'm glad you guys are all here. We're going to start off with a few announcements. If you want to look to your bulletin in the announcement section, you can follow along a little bit there. Today is graduation Sunday. You can also see in your handout there, your bulletin insert, all the high school graduates we're recognizing today. We'll do in a little bit here, and also the college graduates as well. Also, there's a carry-in dinner. If you forgot, there's always plenty of food. Stay. Worst comes to worst, you just eat cake. The women's outreach is having cake, and it's pretty good cake. So stay for that, and there'll be a short little program for that as well today. Also, short-term missions funding, your application or your forms to submit to the church to get that approved. The missions committee meets this week, so that is due by today. So get those in. They're out in the foyer as well. Also, if you in the foyer, you can see the VBS sign-up sheet out there. We have there's more spots to fill, but the one biggest spot to fill is the nursery. So if you are interested in doing some nursery stuff, that would be awesome. If you want to head that up, we can get you some materials to go through with the kids, movies to watch. There's a playground to play on. We can get all that stuff for you. So if you're interested in doing that, come talk to me. If you talked to me and said you can help wherever you want to help, and you might not have given me your shirt size, I need that so I can order shirts this week as well. Otherwise, I'm going to do that, and we'll get the shirts going for that. Also down there on the bottom and a bulletin insert as well is the baby bottle fundraiser for Plus One Pregnancy Guidance Center. Those are out in the foyer as well on a little stand out there. Grab a bottle, fill it up with cash, change, checks, whatever, and just bring those back no later than June 15th. You can bring them back before then. Just bring them back and we'll get those to the Plus One. So there's no announcements. Does anybody else have any announcements this morning? We'll go to our call to worship, which is from John 12, 25 and 26. And it says, "Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If everyone serves me, he must follow me. And where I am, there will my servant be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him."
Good morning again, and we welcome you to our worship service. If you'll take your hymn books, we're going to sing number 514. "In My Heart There Rings a Melody." I ask you to stand with me, please. Number 514. I have a song that Jesus gave me. It was sent from heaven above. There never was a sweeter melody. 'Tis a melody of love. In my heart there rings a melody. There rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody of love. I love the Christ who died on Calvary, for he washed my sins away. He put within my heart a melody, and I know it's there to stay. In my rings a melody, there rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody of love. 'Twill be the endless song of mine glory, the angels I will sing. 'Twill be a song with glorious harmony when the courts of heaven ring. rings a melody. There rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody. There rings a melody with love. Wonderful singing. If you'll take this time to greet one another, let each other know you're glad to see them. Again, we're grateful for you worshiping with us today and the opportunity of connecting with one another. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises. Just a couple of updates. Lori is here, so that is a huge update and blessing. But continue to pray for the healing in her eye, as well as this coming weekend, Jake and Brooklyn's wedding. So it'll be a wonderful time getting together. Also, a praise. I got to see Ed this week, and the anticipation was that he was going to be able to go home on Friday. So that they had gone to Pier and got a very good progress report, as well as physical therapy and occupational therapy cleared him to go home. And so they had all the paperwork to get done, and hopefully was going to go home about 11 o'clock on Friday. Also a praise, Mark and Diane's daughter, Jeannie's father-in-law, Bob, who had open heart surgery this week, came through that well and should be getting to go home tomorrow. And so that's a huge praise for them. And then another prayer request for my life. Next weekend, we're going to go pick up my father-in-law and bring him back. And so he'll start his summer residency with us. And so I'm not sure what the prayer request is for my wife. Is safety and travel, fun, wonderful time, but it is a blessing to be able to have my father-in-law with us, and he really does miss being part of the fellowship, so he's eager to get back, as well as to tend his garden. So I'm not sure which is more important, us or the garden, but any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Faye. So what day did he get home?
Monday.
Okay. So we'll continue to pray for his healing, as well as starting to put weight on that that leg. Yeah, June.
A little like baby Ivory's heart is coming along well, and she's supposed to be home by the day or two.
That is wonderful news. So baby Ivory's heart is doing well from the procedures and coming home this week?
Looks like it.
Oh, wonderful. Any other prayer requests and praises? Yes.
Okay. For Lauren's classmate, he was this past Wednesday.
I got most of that. We will be praying for Lauren's classmate, Trace, and that is, moving equipment is always dangerous, and so we'll be praying for the surgeries, as all, also for mom and dad. I know that that's going to be a difficult memory to have, and so we'll be praying for Trace and the family. Any other prayer requests or praises?
Yeah, Andrew.
So Andrew's dad, Tom, who's had bone infection and surgeries and now has a follow-up surgery for a skin graft, and that will be tomorrow. So we will pray for all things to heal well and continue in the correct process. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this beautiful spring day, for the opportunities that you bring our way each day. You have known about them before the beginning of time. And for us, we get overwhelmed with the activities that we try to fit into this time of year. And you are not overburdened or overworked. Thank you that your mercies are new every morning and your faithfulness is great. And at times when we run ourselves ragged, and know that our strength is limited, you will raise us up. As Isaiah tells us on eagle's wings, that even when youth grow faint and weary, you will raise us up. Father, I pray that we would, in the busyness, not miss where you're at work around us. We thank you that you're constantly at work. Your work at creation brought into being this world, but you didn't walk away. So, Father, we lift up the activities of this season. For today, we are grateful for each of the graduates and the families they represent. It is a milestone that they will be celebrating here shortly, but it is years of prayer and hard work and toil and as well as many different celebrations. And so it all gets wrapped up into this time of year. And I pray that you would place your hand of blessing upon our graduates, that each one would seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, and remembering that you'll add all these things unto them. Father, I pray for our request today. We're grateful that Lori is here for continued healing with her eye, that you would be each day helping her vision to get better, the after effects of and the healing from the surgery would continue to go well. And we also pray for Jake and Brooklyn as they come together this coming weekend to stand before you and before others and proclaim their love, but also their commitment and covenant with you. Father, we just pray that you would establish their home and be a reminder that a cord of three strands is not easily broken. Father, we also lift up Ed and grateful for the healing you've done in his life and the opportunity of getting home. Father, we pray that you continue to heal and also with his procedures that he will still need to go through, that you will be able to help him to walk and to gain the function that he desires to have. Father, we also lift up Bob and the open heart surgery that you've brought him through and the healing and continue to heal and the anticipation of getting home, help him with the therapy coming up as well as the healing from the open heart surgery. We also are grateful for Faye's nephew Adam and the surgery that he had just now. Father, we ask that you would help him with his mind to be able to trust his leg and the therapy that he could be able to put weight on that. And Father, we also lift up little Ivory to you and the heart surgery she had, that you would heal and help as she gets ready to come home. We also lift up Lauren's classmate, Trace, to you, and the accident that he incurred, and now the surgeries and therapy. We just ask that you would be an ever-present help, that you would bring healing both for body and for mind. Be with the parents as they walk through this time, and just ask that you would be and bring her, especially the mom, an extra measure of grace. Father, we also lift up Andrew's father, Tom, as he has his follow-up skin graft surgery, that would go well and he would have complete healing. We thank you for the healing you've done in his life and his leg right to this point. We just continue to ask that you would touch his body as the great physician. Father, we lift up our ministries to you. We thank you for VBS that's coming up and for each one that has stepped forward to help, but also for each of the students. We're grateful for the opportunity of investing in the lives of the students of our community. And we just pray that it would be a fun, safe, and an opportunity to sow the seeds of the gospel in the lives of those that attend. Father, we lift up our missionaries around the world. We lift up the Elliots to you, grateful for the work that you've called Andrew to do at Frontier, and the graduation that just occurred, and the saying of goodbyes, and the prayer that the lessons they have learned, the situations that you have brought them through and to, the students would strive to build your kingdom. But we do pray for Marissa and Andrew as they raise their family, and for the summer ahead, be with them in the travels that they have planned, as well as recovering and recuperating from this long school season. Father, we just ask you that you would, as we receive the offering from your people, that you would use it for your honor and glory and bless those that give and the givers. In Jesus' name, amen.
As I said before, today we get the opportunity to recognize and congratulate and give a gift to the seniors for this year. So if you guys want to come on forward and come on up here and stand over here in this area. Yes, now. So these guys are graduates from schools around here and different stuff like that. They've been at least a part of our church for some time. And so we get the opportunity to recognize them and show our appreciation to them for being part of our church. But we get, as the Christian Education Board, we give them a Bible, not only just to give them something to say we gave them something, but a Bible is something that they can take, they can have, and it'll last a long time, as we hope that their relationship with God and to our church will be, so they can always come back to us and come back to you guys for support no matter what you guys are going through. So as we start, we'll just start with Owen here, and we'll go through. You're going to tell your name, where you're going, and what you're going for. Got it? Okay.
My name is Owen Watson. I'm going to Sterling College in Sterling, Kansas for elementary education.
My name is Savannah Hall. I'm going to the Nebraska College of Technical Agriculture, and I'm in a double major in ag business and animal science.
My name is Annalise Van Zee, and I'm still undecided on what I'm going to do next year.
My name is Anastasia Mitchell. I will be going to Mount Marty University in Yankton, and will be majoring in nursing.
My name is James Burma. I'm going to Lake Area Tech in Watertown, and I'm majoring in natural resources management.
My name is Madeline Nye. I'm going to Northern State University to major in elementary education.
My name is Morgan Kolda. I'm going to Lake Area Technical College in Watertown to major in surgical technology.
My name is Jensen Wiff, and I'm going to Northern State University to major in history.
If you'll take your hymn books and stand with me, please. We'll look up on the screen. We're going to sing number 515, Since Jesus Came Into My Heart, number 515.
Wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. I have light in my soul for which long I have sought since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy o'er my soul, like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart, I have ceased from my wandering and going astray. Since Jesus came into my heart, I have lived with many all washed away. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart. I shall go there to dwell in that city I know, since Jesus came into my heart.
And I'm happy, so happy, so onward I go, since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart.